they played up on that.
Okay. So we've analyzed again. Remember this section of Gemara here is really in many ways like the appetizer for the Gemara Masechta, which is going to be actually flushes this issue out a little bit more with a different case. So we can, there's only so far we can go with this Gemara, but we need like good working ideas. So we have, I think, now that Sean's on board, we have one good working idea for the easy way to learn the Mishnah. But now you have the second way, which really is very, very challenging. It's a very challenging. Oh, I didn't realize I put the Rabbi Chiya here also. Anyway, it's very, very challenging, the second way of learning. You should have been surprised. You should have been shocked. All right, so what? Who's reading today? Who wants to read? Yeah. Look where it says, Rabbi Yehuda Masni Pater. So now he learns the Mishnah differently. Let's always have our facts clear. In the case of the Mishnah, there's two scenarios. Scenario one, right, Friday baby is done on Shabbos, right? Meaning the Chiya of Mila already existed on Friday. You missed it. He did it on Shabbos. Versus Sunday baby being done in Shabbos, where the Chiyuv Mila hasn't come into existence yet. Right. Okay? Okay, now watch this.
So Rabbi Yehuda Masnisen, Pater, Netanya, Amar Rabbi Meir, Lona Alku Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Al Mishahayu Lo Shnei Tinokot, Echelamo Be'erev Shabbos, Echelamo Be'Shabbos, Mishachaf Umo Les Shel Erev Shabbos Be'Shabbos, Jehu Pater.
Yikes! Whoa. You didn't appreciate the yikes yet? What's the problem there? Okay, look, just from mechanics, forget the svar, forget the flip. Just the mechanics right now. What do we automatically have to do now when we assess this piece of Gemara? Okay, the machlokas before is that Rav Yeshua holds that your putter. Putter means it's not a malacha, right? Rav Yehuda says, no, you're chayav korban mitzvah, which means it's a malacha. And that idea we want to say, the question was, is that what happens to the act of Mila on Shabbos? Does it transform from a malacha to something else or not? Right? So meaning Rav Lezer holds it maintains the status as a malacha. But if he agrees here that you're punter, that means he must be positioning himself to say that the Friday baby done on Shabbos, right, there's no malacha there. So he must agree to some extent with what we were saying yesterday about Rabbi Yehoshua. You understand that? If you can't follow that, you're done. That's how you need to follow that step, right? In other words, the Gemara's move now is, the other way to learn is that they both agree that there's an idea of Shabbos or in some sense, transforming the mitzvahs, the malacha into mitzvahs milah. They both agree with that. Because if I did a Friday baby and Shabbos, Rabbi Elazar agrees with the svara we said yesterday. But then what's going to happen in the other case? Keep going.
Right, so Alma and Nechalku, one they argue about. Alma Shahayu lo shnei tinokot, Echel umo achar Shabbat, Vechel umo b'Shabbos, Mishachaf umolesh shel achar Shabbos b'Shabbos.
Shit. Okay, so obviously here, right, we're dealing with a much more makel way of learning the Mishnah, halakhically speaking. It's more makel, right? Because what ends up, what comes down from this? Yeah.
It's allowing a seven-day baby to possibly be...
No, the halakhic consequence is more makel, because you have, everyone agrees your putter, in other words, everyone agrees that there's no malacha to speak of on the eighth day.
Right.
Everyone agrees your putter if you do eighth-day baby on Shabbos, right? But... Okay, but there's a machlokas about if you did Sunday baby on Shabbos.
A 7-day-old baby on Shabbos.
Right. Now, look, what's crazy, though, is that how could you possibly say...
There's no yet.
Right. How could you say the guy is Potter? I mean, this challenges everything we were saying yesterday, right? Because what are you going to tell me? I mean, the Gemara's answer is going to be very difficult. What we're saying now is that everyone agrees there's no mitzvah nila on this baby on Shabbos. There's none. None. It's much easier to learn this where there's a mitzvah meal on the baby. There's no mitzvah meal on the baby. Are you asking a question or are you giving a svara? No, you're about to give a svara. No, we're not ready yet. Let's get a little fat.
Is it too early? Right. So, Shneim lo lamduha, ela me'avodas kochavim.
So, they're consistent with the drush, except for Rav Elazar Savar.
Ke'avodas kochavim, ma'avodas kochavim, amar rachmana lo tzavid, v'chi avid in michayev, hachanami lo shana.
So, same as before, okay?
Right.
Meaning he's going to say... That if I do this, this is a more reasonable way of learning the drush, right? Which is that I have to do the act of a vodazar to be chayav, right? So do I have a mitzvah? Do I have a mila to do on a Sunday baby on Shabbos? The answer is no. There's no idea mila attached to the baby. Okay, but Rabbi Yehoshua.
Right. So hasam lo tarid mitzvah, hafa tarid mitzvah.
Tarid mitzvah. What the heck does that mean, Rashi? There's Rashi, right?
Yeah. Is that the bottom of the page?
Where is it?
It's on the other page.
What's the tarb of mitzvah here?
It has in the Gemara.
Yeah, well, okay, yeah.
Lo tarb
Okay, so he is engaged. He is occupied, right, and engaged, right, in a complete mitzvah. Shaharei. Okay, one of those two babies, right? Uh-huh. Remember, he's got two babies in front of him. He's got an 8-day baby and a 7-day baby, right? They're both in front of him. Now, one of those two babies, right, is supposed to be circumcised today. So he's tarud in the mitzvah of Mila, okay? V'tarud libo. Right, and I love the language here. In other words, the Gemara is trying to be, Rashi's trying to be so friendly. The Gemara in Pesachim is going to do the same thing. It's like, don't blame the guy. Like, he's very occupied. Like, you know, he's got these two babies in front of him. He knows one of them has to do Mila today. He's focused on doing Mila. He's, everything about him is about Mila, right? He's all about the Mila. Omitoch, keep going. Because he's so, like, engaged in the mitzvah, what happens? He makes a mistake. Okay, so it's like, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable that this registers as something in halacha. I mean, it's an unbelievable idea. It's saying that the guy's heart's in the right place. Like, he's so into doing this mitzvah.
Doesn't halacha not care about our feelings?
And yet, I mean, now you have to, that's not true, but you have to, what do you call it? You have to understand here that, again, the reason why you have to learn this way is because the Gemara has to figure out some clever way to demonstrate that you didn't do a malacha here. Now, in the first way of learning was very easy. Because you could say, okay, so the Maisa Mitzvah Mila is expressed. That's not what's happening here. There is no Maisa HaMitzvah of Mila. Okay? Don't try to give that svara.
He's not being negligent.
He's not being negligent. There's no act of Mila here. None.
Oh, yes.
The act, 1 second, when he takes that knife or scalpel and circumcises that baby, everyone agrees he has not done an Maisa Mitzvah Mila. Question is that, has he done a Malacha? But he hasn't done a Maisa. Now, remember, beforehand what we were saying was that no, he does a Maisa HaMitzvah. It's just, okay, the question is if Shabbos ushers it or not, but he did a Maisa Mitzvah. That's not what's happening here. Okay? So I want to know, what's the Machlokas now? What's the Machlokas to say whether you're chayav chatas or pater? This is very difficult. Yeah. All right, look. In other words, beforehand, remember, what you have here, what makes these two cases so incredible, in my opinion, is you have this convergence of two institutions. I love when halacha has to deal with a conflict like this, okay? I was mentioning to Shama before, like, it's like a velus in Shabbos also. Granted, it's more d'rabanan. But you have these phenomenon, or like yontav in Shabbos, or yom kippur in Shabbos, where you have these two institutions, like, crash into each other, that each one works on its own plane. So beforehand, in the first case, we were looking at it, and so far as, again, looking at it from the mitzvah, there's a chiyuv on this baby to be circumcised. And then what happens, Shabbos comes along, and in a sense, I would say, Shabbos reacts to the presence of that baby. And opens up the waves part, and now the mitzvah, the malacha transforms into mitzvah's mila. Right? That's one way to look at it. But there's another way to look at it. It's not just with Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lezer is easy, but with Rabbi Yeshua. It's not that, let's say we have here. What's the Gemara, just to describe it, what's the Gemara pleading with us? The Gemara is saying, well, you have all the factors of mitzvah present, right? You have a potential dechia, because you have the 8-day baby there. You have, what do you call it, the Gavra's mindset is all about doing Mila, right? You have all the trappings of the mitzvahs of Mila, except for one thing. What don't you have? The Maisa Mitzvah, right? But it's not a question of a deficiency in Mila. That's where you guys are all going down the road towards. And then you're not going to explain to me why Tara makes a difference. But what if this is a Malacha issue? What does the Malacha require? Malacha, Meleches, what's it called? Meleches? Machsheves. Okay? Maybe the lack here isn't so far as, is that since he's Tarud, we just lack the means of being able to Mechayv him in a Kor Machatas, because it doesn't raise to the level of a Malacha. In other words, it's a deficiency in the Malacha. Not a deficiency in Mila. You understand? In other words, yes, yeah. Because that Melachas Machsheves, we did it last year, when Melachas Shen Shechel Gufa. You were here for that, right? That was last year? Yeah. When you do a Melacha, you remember, like, you were right about the creative result aspect. But I'm saying, but by being Tara means that he's removed himself from this being a Melachas Machsheves.
Oh,
it's creating
of,
like...
Kind of like someone does Melacha Ba'onis.
But give me, forget the Melacha category. What I'm saying is that Melachas Machsheves means that there's a certain engagement, a certain das, a certain framework that's required for Melacha to emerge. Here,
you don't have
right, here...
For
Right, but here you can have enough factors in place that will say Melechus Machsheves can't emerge. So here, Rabbi Yeshua is saying, in the first way of learning, Rabbi Yeshua is saying, that thing is a Maisa Mitzvah of Mila. So of course he's Pater from Achatas. But here, he's saying, it's not that it's a Maisa Mitzvah of Mila, but the ingredients of Melechus Machsheves are lacking, because he's Tarid B'Mitzvah. Okay, the Tarid B'Mitzvah means it can't rise to the level of Melechus Machsheves. The day itself, this day, lends itself to an expression of Mila, right? Because there's an eight-day baby here. This bit, today is, congratulations, we have two babies in front of us, and one of those babies is Docha Ing Shabbos. So the Yom lends itself to Maisa Mila, and the Gavra is in a state to do a Maisa Mila. It's just that with this baby, he lacks, obviously, the most critical aspect. There's no Maisa Mila here to do. So the problem is that it's not a deficiency in Mila, it's a deficiency in Malacha. That's why he's Pater from Achatas. It's not a malacha. Whereas, of course, what would Rabbi Lezer say? He'd say, no, he says that Shabbos only reacts. It's a different way of looking at Dechia. What happens? It's only through the Maisa Mitzvah on the baby that now I can say there's a reaction from Shabbos to that action. Meaning, I do the cut, so to speak, and at that moment, Shabbos says in return, what you've done is okay. Okay? That's a reactive idea. Right? But that's not what Rabbi Yeshua is saying. Okay. Now the third case is a modifier. It's a modifier, okay? It's not rereading everything. It's just switching something around, okay? So I'm not worried. The depth of this idea I'm not so worried about because it's not as important for the Pesachim case, but we need to do it because it's important. Yeah, Adam.
Was a Tani Rabbi Thea?
Yeah.
Omer Hayo Rabbi Meir. Lo na Chalku Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua. Al Mi Shahayu Lo Shnei Tinokod. Echa L'mol B'Erev Shabbos V'Echa L'mol B'Shabbos.
Yikes! Okay, so what's this case now? Of course, that's what you gotta love about Gemara. Gemara is like it's masochistic. It can't help itself. So now you got the third case. What's the third case?
Just go through every single possibility of what the orientation.
Almost done. So the Gemara says, what happens in this case? So now I have what? I have Friday baby and Shabbos baby. And what did I do? I mold the Friday baby on Shabbos. Okay. So Emunah Gezer Chayev. Now if Emunah Gezer Chayev. What do we have to say at this point? This is like Rebbe Lezer in the beginning, yeah. Which is? Dechia only works how?
Once.
Yeah. Right. One-shot deal. Dechia doesn't change the Maisa completely. It says on the eighth day, so then there's a change. Then it's not a Malach anymore.
That's also a country with Mishnah.
That's why it's a Tani Rebbe Chia. It's like a different statement.
Oh, okay.
Okay? So now, so what's the case you're arguing about? Amen. Amen.
Right. So, Almi Shahayu Lo Shnei Tinokot, Echalimo Achar Shabbos, Echalimo B'Shabbos, Vishacha Vimol Shal Achar Shabbos B'Shabbos, She Rabbi Lezer Mechayev Chatas, Rabbi Yeshua Poter.
Okay, so now 1 second. So that's no Chiddush there. That's exactly, come on, keep track of the Shach of Atari here. And the third example, the first way of learning should be a shock to you, right? The second way of learning is exactly the way we just learned in the second position, right? This second point here, Amman Nechliku, is the same Machlokas we saw a second ago, right? It's just that the first issue they agree on makes no sense. How could it possibly be they both agree you're Chayev? So the Gemara says, Hashda.
So Hashda, Rabbi Yeshua Seifa, Zloka Abed Mitzvah.
Poter? 1 second. So you're going to tell me, Rabbi Yeshua is going to say that what? In the second case, right, I didn't do a Maisa Mitzvah. Because it's the Sunday baby and Shabbos on Pater, Reisha de Ka'oven Mitzvah Machayev. But in the first case where I mold the Friday baby on Shabbos, I'm Chayev Achatas. That's impossible. That's absurd. So what's the answer? There's no Havamina here. So don't try and define that. So I'm ready to debate Rabbi Yonai. So what's the answer?
So Reisha, Kigon Shekadam, Umoshel Shabbos Be'er Shabbos, Dilo Nitzna Shabbos,
Lidchos. Seifa.
Seifa, Nitzna Shabbos, Lidchos.
Interesting. Okay. So, okay, kigon shekadam umal shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. So what happened here? I'm just translating. So the moa went ahead and mulled the Shabbos baby, which was an eighth-day baby, on which day? On Friday, right? Which means that's a day early for the Shabbos baby. That's not so bad, right? Okay, so did he do a mila there?
No.
But what does this mean? Dilo nitna Shabbos litchos. Well, 1 second, but it's Friday.
Yes.
What does the Gemara talking about? What do you mean, Lo Nitna Torah Shabbos Litchos? Right now, is it Friday? So what am I talking about with Shabbos being Docha or not? How's this part of the conversation? Seifa, meaning the case they argue about, Nitna Shabbos Litchos. Because in that case, what can I say? I have two babies in front of me. What can I say for sure? One of them is
a Shema baby.
A Shema baby. So there is a Dechiyah to speak of. So Amalei Rav Ashi, the Rav Kahana.
So Reisha Nami Nisna Shabbos Lichos Legabi Tinokos Dalma.
So say no. You could say Nitna Shabbos Lichos. Why? This is a clue to what it means. What does it mean to say the Gabe Tinokos de Alma? What does that mean?
There's a child in the womb?
Yes!
That could be...
Yes. That when we say that Shabbos is set up to be Docha, what does that mean? It means that part of the very, without giving away, part of the very fabric of what Shabbos is. Every Shabbos that you celebrate has in it an opening for a Maisa Mila. Meaning, if we lived in a world where there were no babies, right? No babies in the world, right? Who were supposed to be mauled on Shabbos. Let's say somehow we live in a universe where, for whatever reason why, on this Shabbos, there are no 8-day babies alive, right? It would still mean that Nitna Shabbos Litchos, okay? And it's some sort of natural idea of Shabbos. The Gemara says, no. V'hai Gavra Mia Lo Isayim. We don't go that far. We don't say that it's natural in the Shabbos Yom, but you need a what? You need a baby. You have to have a baby present. Okay, what's going on here?
Why would you ever call it?
That's critical. That's the key. Hilkach Lo Hayah Tarud Hayom B'mitzvah. Right? Meaning, today, on Friday, is he Tarud B'mitzvah?
Yes.
No, careful.
Baby.
No, because there's a baby. Right, or just, remember, he's mulling the Shabbos baby on Friday, right? So now, at that moment on Friday, listen to what I'm saying. At that moment on Friday, is he Tarud B'mitzvah?
Yes.
Lo Hayah Tarud B'mitzvah. You have to explain to me why not. Shelo Hayah Muto Lav Klumatzos. The Lohaya Lolitos. Because, and this is what you were getting at, I think, Bluth, you were hinting at, okay? This is what we're going to call Shoge Greda, which you'll see in the next Mishnah. But what's the issue here? Here, he's being negligent, right? Because what's he doing now? On Friday, right? On Friday, when he has this Shabbos baby in front of him, okay? Is there a mitzvah mila to speak of?
No.
Okay? So therefore, he's not Torah Yom Mitzvah. Because there was no chiyah for him to do anything, and therefore the lo haya lo litos, and therefore there's no reason for him to make this mistake. What's going on? Let's contrast to the case where I have in front of me Shabbos baby and Sunday baby in front of me on Shabbos. Okay, let's look at that case for a second. So you can say I'm tarred b'mitzvah.
Three babies?
No, just two. No. I have Shabbos baby and Sunday baby in front of me on Shabbos. So there, what's tarred b'mitzvah? How does tarred b'mitzvah work? Right. What component do I? There's two components that make me tarred b'mitzvah. What's the first one?
All the stuff I need to do the mitzvah.
Yeah, where does that come? Dechiyah. Dechiyah. Right? Dechiyah. Right? Dechiyah allows me. Dechiyah produces the ability to be tarred. Right? I know on Shabbos, right? Because there's an 8-day baby on Shabbos, now, so to speak, the waves have imparted. Right? Okay. But does that exist on Friday? No. Right? Meaning, in order for it not to be an issue on Shabbos, there has to be what, at least?
An idea of dechiyah.
Yeah, you have to be able to push off.
Okay, there has to be some idea of dechiyah, right?
That's accidental to dechiyah.
I agree.
Okay.
Let's do the Mishnah in Pesachim, okay? We'll come back to this, don't worry. Let's do the Mishnah in Pesachim.
It's over.
No. I just want to get this set up for you, because I feel like you won't appreciate what I want to say about this stuff until you see what's going on in Pesachim? Okay? All right, now let's shift our mindset over to a whole, well, not completely different, but to the other phenomenon of Dechiyah. Now, you have to realize that what makes Shabbos unique in a base of Mikdash standpoint, right, is that Shabbos, and just like there's Mila, you have a very specific institution, right, converging and clashing with Shabbos, okay? But by Shabbos and base of Mikdash, we already have a massive precedent. Because in the Beis HaMikdash, right, Shabbos, in a sense, didn't really exist. It doesn't mean you could do malacha all the time, but I'm saying you still had Hatavas Neros and Afia, you know, all the things you would normally do for the run the Mikdash you would do. So we have already some type of precedent when that convergence takes place. But of course, what's the case here? The case here is going to be this year, where Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. Now, when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, what happened? Again, two institutions clashing. There's Shabbos. Am I allowed to slaughter animals on Shabbos as a Yisrael? The answer is no. On the other hand, what do I have a chiyuv to do? Shechitas Korban Pesach. Same convergence, okay? I mean, now look at the Mishnah here. Fascinating Mishnah.
Right. So, HaPesach Shechatu Shelo Lishmo B'Shabbos Chayvelo Chatos.
Okay, slow now. I go to the Beis HaMikdash. I have a live animal, okay, obviously, right, that was set aside to become a Korban Pesach. And what do? I say, I hereby shech this animal, l'shem Ola, or whatever, l'shem Toda. So I've now, you got to keep up with this. I'm Mishana Shmo. I'm changing its designation from Pesach to, let's say, Korban Toda.
Could you do that?
Oh, okay, 1 second. So from which standpoint? Which perspective? Shabbos. Let's work at Shabbos. By, as far as Shabbos is concerned, no. I did a chayv lev chatas, okay? Now, you didn't do it on purpose, obviously. You did it by accident. But if someone did that, you'll see what the Torah is here. You're chayv chatas, meaning, what did I do? Everyone agrees, I did a malacha. Okay? I did a malacha of, again, with, borrowing from what we said before. What does it mean I did? I thought, right, I was shechting an animal l'shem mitzvah, but ultimately, right, since I'm taking it from Pesach, which I'm supposed to bring today, and putting it into Toda, which I don't do today, what have I now done? I've done a malacha. I've slaughtered an animal, done a malacha. Okay? Chayv chatas. It's a Mishnah.
Wait, did you slaughter the animal, or did you change its designation?
Going. Ushar calls vachem. Now comes, this is the extra variable now. Now, let's say I have an animal that was designated for a Toda on Shabbos, before Shabbos, let's say. Now it's Shabbos. The animal's in the base of Mikdash. I come up to the animal, what do? I take the animal and say, now I'm changing it to now be a Pesach. Well, now you have something very interesting.
Im Einan Ruyin Chayav. Ruyin Hain Rabbi Lezer Mechayav Chatas Rabbi Yeshua Poter.
Okay, so everyone agrees that if the resulting, let's say the animal was, it's not the case, let's say it was a bird, no offense, okay? Now, can a bird be used for a Korban Pesach?
No.
Good. So if I went ahead and changed it from a Toda to a Pesach and the animal can't be brought as a Korban Pesach, I'm Chayav Achatas. I've done a malacha. That should seem pretty intuitive.
Well, but you haven't done anything.
I slaughtered it.
You slaughtered it.
Oh, you slaughtered it. I thought you just said to me.
I know, but you have to do the Shechita to be Chayav. But the Machlokas is let's say the animal is one that's Roy for Korban Pesach, a set Tamim, Keves, blah, 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 blah. Machlokas. Rav Yeshua says, I don't care. You did a malacha. Okay? You're chayv chatas. Corner of Rav Yeshua, same guys, by the way. Rav Yeshua, you're pater, not a malacha. Okay. Not quite the same machlokas, as you'll see. Okay. Keep going.
So, Amrali Rav Eliezer, Ma im ha-pesach shahayu shahu mutter l'shmo, kishashina et shmo chayv.
Zvachim.
Zvachim shein asurin l'shaman. Kishashina es Shaman, Eno Din Sheyehei
Chayev. Okay, now you should. This is a fascinating Mishnah, because this Mishnah reads like a Gemara. In the Mishnah, you have a battle taking place. I mean, it's amazing Rav Yehuda Nasi wanted to keep this, okay? Because this is actually, this is a classic Gemara battle. So Rav Elazar says to Rav Yeshua, first he questions his logic, which, by the way, will give us actually some leeway to define the Mishnah. We will have some leeway to do this. But Rav Elazar says to Rav Yeshua, what are you talking about? Well, now, what's his argument? He says, 1 second. He says, you agree with what? Right, he says, "Ma'ima pesach shemutal lishmo." Everyone agrees that if I take an animal, bring the base of mikdash, and shecht it l'shem korban pesach, I'm performing a mitzvah korban pesach. Everyone agrees with that, and everyone agrees that if I take that korban pesach and change it into an ola, what happens? I'm chayiv. Everyone agrees with that. Okay, now zvachin shehein asurim lishman. Now 1 second, if you're telling me, and can I shecht it korban Toda l'shem Toda on Shabbos? No. If you're doing a Punnett square in your head, here comes the fourth square. Okay? And that's true. Kishashina eshman, if I change it from a Toda to a Pesach, ain't it in Shei Chayev? Meaning, this Korban Toda, right? Can I shecht an animal to Korban Toda on Shabbos? No. Can I shecht an animal to Korban Pesach on Shabbos, on Erev Pesach Shabbos? Yes. Right? How could I possibly change a Korban Toda to a Korban Pesach, and it registers a Korban Pesach? It's fruit from the poisonous tree, as we would say. Meaning, this animal's a Korban Toda. I can't be Mishana Eshmo. It doesn't make any sense.
Why not?
What's his question of Yeshua? He's saying BP logic.
What logic?
The logic you just pointed out.
Talk about the mechanism.
What he's saying is, no, you understand what he's saying. Rav Elazar is saying, I have, if I shech this animal, it's a Toda, right? I'm doing a Malacha. Who cares what the end result is? It's very nice that it could be a Pesach, but right now, what am I shechting? A Korban Toda. That's what it is.
Right. So, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, lo, im amart, the Pesach, shishinahu, bedavar aser.
What does that mean? Im amr ze Pesach sheshino b'davar usher.
If you say you change a Pesach into something that's usher, and the other is
tomar b'zvachem sheshino b'davar mutter. Right? Meaning, what does he say? He's saying, if you're telling me that, what can you do?
Change Pesach into another korban and it's usher.
Right. So look at Rashi.
Which one?
Was Shina B'davar Asar?
Right.
Sheshachtu L'shem Korbanos Acherim, right? So that he agrees with. I can't take a Pesach and change it into a Toda, but Sheshina B'davar Mutar, Sheshachtu L'shem Pesach, Shemutu L'shachtu B'Shabbos, what's the problem here? His basic question is, he doesn't understand what the problem is. I just got to go to 2 minutes. But whatever. Well, you guys need to figure that out. But listen. But listen to this next kasha. This is the more important one. Okay? We're gonna have to define this. But look at this. Now he says, Rav Lezer says, not so fast.
Amar le Rabbi Elezer. Amure tzibor yolchicho. Shein mutarin l'shaman.
L'shaman.
L'shaman v'hashochet l'shaman chayel.
Okay, I'm going to help you guys out. So, korbanos tzibor. Amure tzibor means korbanos tzibor. Now, on Shabbos, okay, in the base of Mikdash, what's the first korban tzibor brought? A tamid. Oh, good. So now... this Brisa openly says, right, that if I went ahead, okay, and took I took an animal, let's say a toda, right, and shechted it l'shem tamid, everyone agrees chayev, right? Why should that be any different than the case of taking a toda and making it to a Pesach, right? Now, note the change in kasha here. Very important to pick up on this. The first kasha was a logical kasha. This is a factual kasha. This is saying, one second, we have a precedent. We have a precedent by Korbanot Tzibor that you see you can't take it from something usser, let's say a toda, and make it into a tamid. You can't do that. You'll be over lach on Shabbos, which Rabbi Yeshua has to agree with. So we'll end off with this. His answer is amazing. Listen to this. Amr le Rabbi Yeshua, lo.
Oh, Kitzvah.
Tomar Pesach. There's a difference. There's a difference. Listen to what the difference is. The difference is that, see, by a Korban Tamid, so let's see what happened. What's the case? The case is like this. So the Korban Tamid was brought already. Now I'm a Kohen in the base of Mekdash. Or Bezalel's a Kohen, if I'm going to blame him. Now Bezalel, you got to know better, right? You got to know better that the Korban Tamid was brought already, so you are now Shoge Greda. You are negligent. You're negligent. You know better. You should have checked the log and seen that a korban tamid was brought already. So it's true you were shogeg, but there is a certain responsibility that you bear for not being more careful. But by the korban pesach, and this is what the gemara, Rashi says it, but this gemara say also, what's amazing? Why are you not liable? Because when you walk into the base of mikdash on erev pesach shechalios b'shabbos, what's taking place? Lots of korban pesachs, and what do? You come across this animal, this sheep in the corner, and you say to yourself, heck, that animal, right, has got to be there for what reason? Korban pesach, right? It's got to be there for korban pesach. Wow, this sounds a lot like Torah b'mitzvah, doesn't it? Hey, it's got to be for korban pesach, right? So we can't blame the guy. His heart's in the right place. It's true this thing was a toda, but since everyone in the base of Mikdash is asuk b'korban pesach, how can you blame the guy? How can I blame the guy? Notice how in this part of the Mishnah, and we'll end up at this point, notice in this part of the Mishnah, we see another variable entering the scene, which is that when it comes to shogeg, that's why I didn't want to, what we left with last time with that tarot idea. It's a similar idea here. You see when it comes to shogeg, it's not as clear as you think. It's not just simply the fact that I messed up. There is a line. The Mishnah is drawing a line. It's saying that mess ups only go so far. Bezalel should have been more responsible, right? But what do you expect a guy who's in the base of Mikdash who sees all these animals around? It's the natural thing for him to say, oh, that's for the purpose of Korban Pesach.